Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Special Counsel Robert Hur is expected to testify later this morning before the Republican-led House Judiciary Committee.
I wonder what pasture he will walk off into.
I don't know.
I'm just saying this guy says such random shit.
Okay. Oh,
about
Joe, stop.
His oh,
stop.
He's a kindly old man
stop.
Who could not remember
stop.
His son's birthday.
Joe Scarborough. No, wrong again. He's wrong about everything. It wasn't his son's birthday he couldn't remember, but apparently you can't remember what he couldn't remember, which makes you a perfect journalist for MSNBC. Joe Scarborough. Early onset dementia is a terrible thing to see. Well, happy Tuesday and welcome back once again. Extraordinary things going on in our world. Robert Hur testifying on Capitol Hill about the interview, special counsel Robert Hur, investigating Joe Biden's classified documents issues, Democrats being leftists, sweeping everything under the rug, along with their media allies at the New York Times and CNN and beyond, gang of bootlicks that they are. And in the meantime, Trump White House official Peter Navarro is being ordered to go to prison. He's been sentenced to 90 days in prison. Peter Navarro, he was a White House official under President Trump, claimed executive privilege when it comes to his conversations with the President of the United States. The Democrats said, we don't care about that. You're going to jail. And a fine, too. I think it's a fine, too. It's what Hunter Biden did, but Hunter Biden did not have any claim to executive privilege. And Hunter Biden will not go to jail because we have a two-tiered system of justice in a very corrupt country called the United States of America, with a very corrupt Justice Department under Merrick Garland, the Attorney General, who is a fundamentally corrupt person from where I sit and from what I can tell. But Peter Navarro being ordered to go to jail. Democrats are playing golf because we are a third world country in so many ways today because the left is here. They're not liberals. They're the left. That's an amazing story. Now, we were just talking, and I was talking to Brian, and I'm sorry I didn't leave more time on the clock, Brian, but Brian's father, an F-104 pilot, an extraordinary plane, the Starfighter, twice the speed of sound, fighter jet, incredible airplane. And we were talking about this general at the Pentagon, a two-star general, who was out there saying ridiculous things about our moving at least one ship and more to the Eastern Mediterranean to build a port facility for Hamas, a genocidal radical Islamic terrorist jihadi organization, and the Democrat Party loves the jihad. Barack Obama and Joe Biden funneled tens of billions of dollars to the Ayatollahs in Tehran. Then Joe Biden came in, gave them $6 billion more, which in other countries is real money. You know, around here, I understand that's what we use to buy condiments for lunch, but never mind that. $6 billion more from Joe Biden to the terrorists running Iran in exchange for five hostages. Oh, no, we didn't pay for hostages. No, just $1.2 billion per hostage, lesson learned. Then Hamas took hostages. They're still holding American hostages if they're still alive and haven't been tortured and raped to death, which is the more likely scenario. And now Joe Biden is sending assistance to Hamas while they're still holding American hostages and torturing and raping everybody because the Democrats. Know what I'm saying? And in New York City, there are flyers that are pinned up glued up around the city with a Palestinian flag saying rape is resistance because they're justifying and legitimizing rape as a weapon of war, which is a war crime. And whoever put these flyers up should be grabbed. And if they're not U.S. citizens in good standing, they should be catapulted into the sea. Rape is resistance. Free Palestine by any means necessary. These are pinned up, glued up all over New York City in the subway system and beyond. And babies are occupiers too. Free Palestine by any means necessary. That means we rape and we murder babies. That's what it means. And they're proud of it. And Joe Biden is coming and the Democrats are galloping to their aid and using our military resources and our tax dollars to support a radical Islamic jihadi genocidal death cult called Hamas and the Palestinians. You know, I was talking about this yesterday when I was at Newsmax. Around Washington, D.C. and elsewhere, you see that liberals, so-called liberals, who are bloodthirsty ghouls, paint and write and use magic markers to write Free Palestine. And I want to get stickers that have the F word, not free, but another four-letter word that begins with F, and paste those over the word free everywhere I see the Free Palestine thing, because F Palestine. Try to behave as civilized people behave, and you can join the community of civilized nations. In the meantime, meet my friend the Moab. And when they're putting up these flyers all over New York City, babies are occupiers too, meaning we will, you know, burn to death and kill babies. And rape is resistance. Free Palestine by any means necessary. And I find it curious, perhaps, ironic maybe, but noteworthy that they're using the left-wing phrase by any means necessary, because the left and the jihadis are like carrots and peas. They go together like genocide and gas chambers. They really do. That's an amazing thing. Rape is not resistance, and babies are not occupiers. But around New York City, you're going to see these flyers up all over the place, above ground and downstairs in the subways, where they've now, the governor, the Democrat governor who calls herself a liberal, has sent the U.S. military in there to occupy like we're a third world country, because we increasingly are a third world country because of and exclusively because of the Democrat Party and their policies, which are rapidly turning the United States of America into a third world beep hole that, you know, people are going to be fleeing here soon. Now, I just played some of this embarrassing general, Major General Pat Ryder at the Pentagon on Friday, saying, as we're moving a giant ship from Virginia to Israel to build a port facility for Hamas, assuming that Hamas is not going to attack anybody or kill anybody, which is like saying the Manson family makes great dinner table company at Thanksgiving. General Pat Ryder humiliating himself for the Biden administration.
If Hamas truly does care about the Palestinian people, then, again, one would hope that this international mission to deliver aid to people who need it would be able to happen unhindered.
Unhindered. See, there'd be it. And if they really care about the Palestinian people, and we know with 100% certainty that they do not care about the Palestinian people, and so we're playing this little delusional mental dwarf game of make-believe where we're going to go in and build a port facility without putting any boots on the ground, as they say, which is literally impossible, and any six-year-old would tell you that. But the left, the Democrat Party, the Biden administration, are going to ask the whole country to play a game of make-believe where we can go in and build a port on the Gaza, on the Mediterranean Sea, without putting anybody on shore. And then Hamas, which cares so deeply about the Palestinian people that they use them as human shields, that they put all of their armaments under hospitals and schools, hoping that the Israelis will bomb them, that they use all of our international money, most of which comes from us, to build tunnels, apparently more miles of tunnels than there are in the New York City subway system. And it's all with a goal of murdering every Jew in the world, Rape is resistance. Babies are occupiers, too, by any means necessary. The red-green coalition, that is the left and the Islamists, the coalition, present a new threat in the 21st century. And we've got a Democrat Party that is one half of that threat and is supporting the other half of that threat. The red-green axis. And here's our Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, who is just a mental dwarf. He could get a job at the FAA because they're looking for dwarves. Oh, it's not mental dwarves. I'm sorry. They're looking for actual dwarves, according to their posting. Amazing stuff. And here's our Secretary of State. Now, I was talking about it a bit yesterday, but in Haiti, which President Trump referred to correctly as a beep hole country, infuriating the press because reality is completely alien to them. The obvious truth is an enigma and always will be to the left. But Haiti is being run by the prime minister has fled Haiti, and he first fled to the Dominican Republic, and then he fled to Puerto Rico, which is U.S. soil, and then he resigned his position as the prime minister of Haiti. The leader, his name is Ariel Henry. We would say Henry, but they like to do French down there because it's a very sophisticated culture. Not all cultures are created equal, you know. And the United States was always that shining city on the hill and the example to the rest of the world of what they could be if they only embraced free market capitalism and a constitution and a Bill of Rights like ours. But the left is here to dismantle the Bill of Rights. We no longer export the first world. Now we import the third world as a means of dragging ourselves down. But Ariel Henry has fled the country and resigned as prime minister. Antony Blinken then took one of our big airplanes down to the Caribbean. Here's Antony Blinken. He's our Secretary of State. And now we're going to back and support the people. Now, there are gangs in charge of Haiti, including a gang run by a famous cannibal. And it is a cannibalistic tribe, right? The Guardian out of the UK is the feared gang boss, Barbecue, now the most powerful man in Haiti. And the answer is yes. The New York Post, Haiti's Barbecue gang leader behind revolt to oust prime minister. And he's been successful. They've taken over all the government buildings in Port-au-Prince, which is their beephole capital and their beephole country. They've taken over the airport. They've taken over the country. They are a military force, and they cook people alive in fires, and they eat their flesh. The lefties are trying to strip the internet of all these videos because they're on the side of the cannibals now. The Democrat Party is pro-Hamas, pro-Imam and Ayatollah in Iran, and now they're pro-Barbecue, the cannibal. In Haiti, here is our Secretary of State.
Given this increasingly urgent need, I'm announcing today that the United States Department of Defense is doubling its approved support for the mission from $100 million to $200 million. And that brings the total U.S. support to $300 million for this effort. I'm also announcing additional humanitarian assistance for the people of Haiti.
What was the other stuff?
$33 million to further support their health and food security.
What's the first $300 million for, like, gasoline and used car tires? They like to put car tires around people and fill them with gasoline and set them on fire. That's an old South African trick called the rubber necklace, and they're bringing it back. But in South Africa, I don't think they ate the people that they cooked alive. That's our Secretary of State. Absolutely amazing. $300 million. Plus humanitarian assistance. So what is the first 300? It's the Defense Department. So what, are we giving them ammo and more fuel to immolate people alive and eat their flesh? Again, it's time for the mother of all bombs, the Moab. These people. I've got a response to what we're doing there coming up from an expert on the region. And, you know, The Omaha Steak semi-annual sale is here. Get 50% off site-wide and save lots of money on the mouth-watering favorites at Omaha Steaks. Just go to omahasteaks.com and shop the semi-annual sale, where you can load up on all the delicious flavor you crave for half the price. And when you use my code PLANT at checkout, you're going to get another $30 off your order. Save big on delicious, tender, juicy steaks, big, beefy burgers, and so much more. With Omaha Steaks, every purchase is guaranteed by their unconditional money-back guarantee. All you have to do is go to omahasteaks.com and shop the semi-annual sale today. And don't forget to use the promo code PLANT at checkout to get another $30 American off your order. Hurry, because this deal's not going to last forever. Kickstart your spring grilling today. That's omahasteaks.com. The promo code is PLANT at checkout. A minimum purchase and restrictions may apply. Visit omahasteaks.com for all the details. Yeah, now we're backing Hamas, Iran, and Haiti. The bad guys in Haiti, not the good guys. This is the Democrat Party. I'm beginning to think they're not on our side. Hey, it's Chris Plant, excited to tell you about our July 2024 Listener Sea Cruise. We'll be sailing around the British Isles, visiting Scotland and Ireland. Please join us. Visit chrisplantcruise.com.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.
All right, we have the Biden administration sending hundreds of millions of dollars, of our dollars, to Haiti. $300 million, our Secretary of State says, plus humanitarian aid. So what the hell is the first $300 million for, one might ask? If we only had journalists in this country, what would they do? We're also monitoring. We're keeping track of the hearing on Capitol Hill with Robert Hur, the special counsel. And we've got a lot for you on that already, and we'll be updating you on the hearing. It's already been disrupted by radical anti-Semites of Code Pink, and they're leftists. The Socialist Workers Party of Adolf Hitler lives on in the Democrat Party. Let's go, since we're talking about Haiti, we've got lots of crazy for you here. And I've got some audio for you that I want to share with you from an expert on all things Haiti. That wouldn't be a good line of work. Let's see. I don't really have time to go to a phone call and do him justice. I wouldn't have enough time to go to you. But I want to share with you what really is going on in Haiti. And you remember the Clintons went in there with the Clinton Foundation after the big earthquake in Haiti, which devastated the beephole country. And the Clinton Foundation went in there, and Bill Clinton got some dates. It's unknown what Hillary was doing there. And then they walked away, and now the country has fallen into the hands of a cannibal army, which sounds like satire. But it's not. And they're not conservatives. They are socialists, communists. They are heavily armed. They're murderous, bloodthirsty, and they're cannibals. I mean, what more do you need to know? It's 2024, and there are cannibals off our coast, an island, half of which is now run by a violent army of cannibals. And guess whose side the Democrats are on?
Afford Anything talks about how to avoid common pitfalls, how to refine your mental models, and how to think about how to think.
Paula, while certainly you can mess up on $1 million a year, it is far less likely than it is on $30,000 a year.
Right.
I would meet wonderful people that were struggling with a budget that was super tight. It was 100%. You need to make more money.
Make smarter choices and build a better life.
Afford Anything, wherever you listen.
All right. Now, I want to come to the phones in a moment, but I want to share some audio with you. We've got Anthony Blinken saying, oh, yeah, we gave $200 million like it's lunch money. And we're giving $100 million more. And in addition to $300 million, we're going to be giving humanitarian aid, what the other $300 million is for. He didn't say, and nobody asked, because we live in an idiocracy extraordinaire. But let's go to Simone about what's going on in Haiti, as we, the United States of America, remember the Clinton family, the Clinton Foundation, Bill and Hill, went into Haiti to service them, to do them favors, right? And look at it now. Great job, Clinton Foundation. Heck of a job. Just amazing. And again, we closed our embassy there. Under Joe Biden, we've shut down the U.S. embassies, evacuated U.S. embassies, Kabul, Afghanistan, and Kiev and Ukraine, in Minsk, Belarus. We evacuated our embassy in Khartoum in Sudan, where slavery is alive and well, and nobody's talking about it, except perhaps me. There's another civil war going on there where many more people killed in Sudan than have been killed in the Gaza. Now we've evacuated our embassy at Port-au-Prince, Haiti, and the embassy personnel are extremely happy that that happened. We evacuated our embassy in Niger, in Africa, January of 2024, just about 2 months ago, honestly. And now, actually, we've evacuated our embassy in Haiti twice. We evacuated our embassy in Port-au-Prince in 2023, July of 2023. And now we've evacuated again, March this month of 2024. But that's okay. Right? That's pretty amazing stuff. And Joe Biden was, remember, they told us he was going to restore our standing in the world by evacuating, by leaving every place in the world.
I'm supposed to be an expert on foreign policy.
I'm supposed to be. All right, now let's go to somebody who is an expert on Haiti, Dr. Smantra Maitra. And that is this morning in the 5 a.m. hour of the Fox News Channel. I was watching for you. Dr. Maitra, an expert on Haiti.
Haiti has been an issue for the American strategic community since around 2010, when there was an earthquake. If you remember, after 2010, the Clinton Foundation installed a president and raised a whole bunch of money. The president who was installed was not very popular. Around 2016, that changed. And from 2017 onwards, there has been chaos in the country.
And the Clintons went in, brought chaos. See, the big joke going around now is that when Trump becomes president, he should make Hillary our ambassador to Haiti and send her there. Now, since 2010, there was a big earthquake. The Clintons and the Clinton Foundation went down there, spent lots of other people's money, probably got a little mogambo on the side, and then they walked away, and the place is a nightmare out of a bad Hollywood movie. Dr. Sumantra Mitra.
Our border in the south is open. The fundamental problem of the American people is they don't know who is being led into their country by this government.
Yes.
Haiti is run by essentially criminal gangs who are cannibals. Whenever there is an intervention in that country and there is a restoration of order by a foreign force, those criminal gangs will first flee to Cuba and then to Mexico and then to the U.S. That is the primary strategic concern for the Americans.
Who are cannibals? Can I just say the word cannibals again? There is an army of cannibals that has taken over a country, heavily armed, militias, led by a guy named Barbecue, and they cook people alive and then eat them. And it's also worth pointing out that Customs and Border Protection let us know, in spite of the Biden administration, that since October 1st of last year, the beginning of the idiotic government calendar year, it's the fiscal year, they don't use the calendar year, October through January, more than 85,000 Haitians have crossed our southern border. I understand they want to get out of this beep hole country. Just amazing stuff. Remember, President Trump called Haiti B-poll country. And the left wet their ladies' undergarments, and that's just the men. And they became very upset. And President Trump has the red baseball caps and Make America Great Again, right? Well, lefties like Bill Maher and Susan Saran Wrap and the idiot Conan O'Brien, they got T-shirts, and lefties were wearing hats, red baseball caps and stuff, saying, Haiti is already great, or Haiti is great already. Haiti, because we don't need to make Haiti great. Haiti's already great. Now the cannibals have taken over, and the Bidens are no longer there because they've used Haiti for all they can suck out of it. Haiti is great already because, you know, make America great again. You don't have to make Haiti great. President Trump called it a B-poll. So the Susan Saran Wraps and Bill Maher's with their T-shirts and their hats, Haiti is great already. You should move there, Bill Maher. You should go there. You can get a date. Lots of dates for you. He doesn't have a lot of meat on the bone, but he's got some, and they'd enjoy it just the way it is. More than 85,740 Haitians have illegally crossed our border from October through January. So it's not even the latest numbers, probably over 100,000 now Haitians, where cannibalism and gangs rule the roost. Amazing stuff. Wah, wah, wah. And our border is open. We don't know who's coming in, but the Democrats are waving in the third world, including armies of cannibals. 85,000 people is like four army divisions. And we've got more than 20,000 Chinese, almost all military-aged men. And if you mention that, the left attacks you. I want to send them all to Los Angeles. Well, and some to Manhattan, I think. You don't want to be unfair. Now let's go to a former State Department official, also an expert in Haiti and the Caribbean, Gabe Norana. Gabe Norana was on the television, former State Department official, his expertise in the Caribbean and Haiti.
This is an example of a country where we've had a combination of neglect and conceit. Neglect, we haven't had an ambassador there in over 2 years.
Joe
conceit,
Biden.
Conceit, we've been trying to prop up a prime minister who really was never elected and did not have any support from the population. So it's a little predictable what we're seeing here. Yeah.
It's a little predictable what we're seeing here. Well, again, the prime minister has fled the country, Ariel Henry. We might say Ariel Henry, but Ariel Henry fled the country. Now he's in Puerto Rico, American soil. He stepped down as prime minister, and he's like, you know, you people are toast. You're going to say they're toast, too. Amazing stuff. Here's Gabe Norana.
So he went out of the country last week. When he left the country, the gangs broke open the prisons. They took control of the airports. And the prime minister, Ariel Henry, doesn't seem to have any support on the ground there. And so we have gangs that have taken over 80% of the capital, mm-hmm. most of the country. They are far more powerful than the police on the nation island. And so it's a recipe for pure chaos.
And our open border is an invitation to armies of cannibals to cross by the tens of thousands, doubtless more than 100,000 now. And Joe Biden, no ambassador. Remember, he was going to restore our standing in the world, and it was his foreign policy experience that the New York Times and CNN told us made him the ideal choice to be president of the United States. Pretty amazing stuff. Now, here's Gabe Norana, who explains, hey, there are a lot of hungry people in Haiti. You know, a guy's got to eat.
On the cannibalism look, 5 million out of 11 million Haitians are suffering from hunger. I think the incidents of cannibalism are probably isolated. It's
probably
gang leaders trying to show their street cred.
Street cred. Street cred is cannibalism. Now, the video that was pulled from the internet reemerged this morning, but now it's all been digitized and hard to see. Aren't you thankful you saw it in its original form, Michael? Because shows you what's really going on there. The Democrat Party is a disaster for humankind, for civilization itself. The United States is supposed to stand tall on the world stage and rally the other civilized nations of the world to stand up for not just Western civilization, but civilization itself, to stand strong when the Ayatollahs are coming after you and fueling the Houthis and Hamas and Palestinian Islamic Jihad and Hezbollah and the rest. The United States is supposed to lead the charge, not fund and fuel and feed the enemies of civilization. But the left is in charge. And by any means necessary, honestly, rape is resistance. Babies are occupiers too. And Joe Biden is fueling the bad guys. The Democrat Party is fueling the bad guys of the world, from Tehran to Gaza to Port-au-Prince to Moscow to Venezuela, with energy policies and economic policies that fuel the bad guys of the world. Just extraordinary. Now let's take a phone call. Let's go to Chris, calling from Marshall, Virginia. Chris, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Good morning, fine sir. I'm calling from the front line of the heartland. After an hour and a half on hold, I've gotten a little bit more material. I don't know how much time I got, but you know, the first time ever I could support Hillary Clinton's efforts. I think that she should be sent back to Haiti with a barbecue apron, some tongs, and some recipe books. You know, remember Gimme Shelter by the Rolling Stones? They had that backup singer, Mary Clayton. She could sing backup for Barbecue and the Cannibals. I love that. That is fantastic.
Barbecue and the Cannibals. Well, again, when President Trump takes over, I think he should nominate Hillary Clinton to be the ambassador to Haiti, to send her back
Absolutely.
There. And I love send her down with what? Tongs, cookbooks, and what?
And a barbecue bib. You know, what do they call that?
An apron.
An apron. And
yeah.
Nothing else. And nothing else.
Well, she's got plenty of meat on the bone. I think that the barbecue.
Right on, man.
Barbecue.
She'll go over well there.
She will. Barbecue and the Cannibals would, she'd be a welcome sight for sore eyes. Because we just heard 5 million people are hungry there, and, you know, guys got to eat. So
I think you ought to add Barbecue and the Cannibals to your Chris Plant store, my friend. I had a really sad experience. If I've got just a second, I lived in the Exumas in the Bahamas uh-huh. for a long time, and we encountered boatload after boatload of Haitian refugees that were starving to death, and we had to do personal aid for those people as they tried to make it to Nassau. They weren't trying to get to America. They were trying to get to Nassau, where they just blend in and dissolve.
Yeah, look, Haiti is a classic example of the beephole country that President Trump was talking about.
For centuries.
Because of the French, who, you know, are in many ways the worst when it comes to, I mean, back in the days of slavery, the French were the worst, their involvement in Africa the worst, and they inflicted Haiti on the Western world. And then they walked away and abandoned Haiti. And if I were president of the United States, I might be tapping the silly French people on the shoulder, say, hey, you know, you might want to take a break from the bonbons and slurping Fouli Poussé and help out the world by coming into Haiti and dealing with. But, you know, more than 85,740 Haitians have already crossed our border, Chris.
What could possibly go wrong? What could possibly go wrong? Ramadan Mubarak from Marshall, Virginia. If somebody can make a point, somebody can make a counterpoint, right?
Yeah, sure.
I have a counter for that, you know, from the river to the sea.
Uh-huh.
I like to say from Israel will be free from the river to the sea.
Well, I've said something like that, that, you know, Israel, if I were Israel, I'd say, you know, Israel will be free is very good from the river to the sea. That's great. I'll just leave it at that because you're right. The Democrat Party they're out there chanting from the river to the sea, the Hamas chant, that is to wipe Israel off the map. That's the mainstream of the Democrat Party. Academia, Ivy League colleges.
Good to talk to you, sir. Thank you for your time, man.
You betcha, Chris. You keep thinking. Keep thinking. Nothing gets you in trouble like the truth, though. Remember that at all times. Just amazing stuff. Mm-mm-mm-mm-mm. Man, oh, man. Yeah. Here is a fun friend, Matthew Foldy, sharing a tweet from End Wokeness with, let's just say, morbidly obese pro-Hamas protesters in American cities. And the caption is from End Wokeness, cannibal migrants are going to have a field day when they discover sanctuary cities. Yes, they are. Man, oh, Manischewitz, I'm telling you. Your Democrat Party is not well. Not well at all. You bet. Seamus on his X-File, most cannibalism happens due to food insecurity. Why don't you educate yourself on socioeconomics before condemning the entire culture? See, there's food insecurity. Now, isn't there a giant sea right in front of them and tropical mountains surrounding them? Have people really been starving to death on Hispaniola, the island that Haiti's on? And this is a liberal Seamus with Freedom Tunes. Most cannibalism, yeah, most maybe, happens due to food insecurity. Right, it's food insecurity. I'm kind of hungry, Michael. You've been warned. Why don't you educate yourself? I love the arrogance of the left. On socioeconomics before condemning an entire culture. You mean the cannibals? The left is mentally ill. And the Democrat Party in the United States is the left. Can cannibalism in America be far behind? The jihad's already here. Is cannibalism next? Oh, let's take another phone call, Michael. See this, there's a story in Chicago newspapers about young people refusing to have children because of climate change. Because the Democrat Party is also a genocidal death cult. That's perfect. That's why we're replacing the white guy in Chicago and his wife who won't have kids because of climate change with Haitian cannibals, which is a Democrat Party plan if I've ever seen one. Let's go to John calling from Germantown, Maryland. John, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hey, Chris. How you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
Well, you know, I guess the Dominican Republic and Haiti are on the same island.
They are.
Yeah. And, you know, what's the difference politically? I guess one's a republic.
Yeah, one.
And one's not.
Yeah, one kind of is kind of normal, and the other half is taken over by cannibals.
Yeah, but, you know, why for so many years is one such a, you know, hole?
A beep hole.
A blank hole.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, a bleep hole, and the other is just doing very, very well, and economically, socially, and everything else. I mean, why is there such a difference between the two on the same island?
Maybe it's because the Clintons helped Haiti.
Oh yeah, you know, I heard there was a $1 million bribe that was paid to Clinton Foundation in order for them to get the aid when they had, Bush and Clinton went down there?
Well, the, people have been trying, Americans have been trying to save Haiti forever and ever. It's a cultural thing, John.
The Bigger Pockets portfolio of podcasts are worthy of your investment.
We're having a real conversation as real estate investors.
New episodes available every day.
It's important to buy where it makes money and not necessarily where you want to travel to.
Bigger Pockets, On the Market, Rookie Real Estate, or Money Podcast.
The purpose of flipping is to create more cash so then you can reinvest into other types of properties.
The Bigger Pockets podcast on YouTube or wherever you listen.